用三节的时间讨论基督徒的社会生活。
We're going to spend three class periods to discuss the social life of a Christian.
没有讲义哈，教材就是圣经。
There are no handouts, so our teaching material is the Bible.
当然大家我们现在大部分都是学生。
And most of us are students.
所以还没有真的踏进社会，很少哈。
And few of us have.Step into the society.
但是这一节课的目标也是给我们一个心理的预备。
The purpose of this class is also to prepare our hearts.
社会生活其实范围很广。
To live in a society is actually very, it's a broad topic.
所以第一节要由工作来讨论工作开始。
The first class we're going to discuss from employment point of view, working.
因为我们在社会上一个最重要的重点就是工作。
Because one of the most important goals in society is to work.
如果你26岁假设说你26岁从24岁从研究所毕业。
If you let's suppose you graduate from get a master's degree when you're 24.
然后你一直工作到65岁退休。
And then you work until you're 65 and retire.
那我们在这个社会上工作大概40年的时间。
So we worked.For about 40 years in this society.
相当长啊。
Quite long.
如果你活80岁，一半的时间都在工作。
If you live for 80 years, you spend half the time working.
因此我们需要对我们在社会上的工作，从圣经的角度来加以了解。
So we must understand, from the Bible, the life of a person who's working.
哪一种人你觉得最羡慕？
Who do you admire?
很有钱，一生都不要工作，天天就吃饱饭，吃喝玩乐。
A wealthy person who doesn't need to work, all they do is enjoy life.
还是有一份正当的工作。
Or a person who has a stable job.
然后也有一个正常的家庭生活。
And has a good stable family.
哪一种人你比较羡慕
？Which one do you admire? Do you?
大概没有体验哦。有一个弟兄在做老师。
There's a brother who's a teacher.
因为他很尽职，很忠心在做老师啊，所以学校里面把最好的班都给他带。
Because he's a faithful and loyal teacher, so the school gives him the best classes.
因此他责任很重。
And also he has great responsibility.
有几个其他的老师一想到这个弟兄就说你们真耶稣教会真了不起。
And his colleagues, when they think of this teacher, they'll remember how great True Jesus Church is.
因为你看你们那个哪一个学校那个老师在学校里面不但学生很尊敬，老师也很尊敬他。
This teacher is well respected by both the students and the colleagues.
很多的老师这个作业收来之后都是请学生来改的。
Many of the teachers ask fellow students to grade papers.
那只有这位我们教会这个老师他真的自己改学生的作业。
But only this teacher from our church, he takes time to grade his own students' papers.
那他也很热心。
He's also very zeal.
对，他常常参加访问去医院访问。
He often visits the hospitals.
后来他自己讲，他说他每一次医院访问都很羡慕那一些人能够倒在这里休息很好。
And he said this himself. He said that every time he visited the hospitals, he wished that he was the sick person lying in bed resting.
因为这样不要工作
They don't need to work.
有一年夏天他胃出血。
And one summer he had an ulcer.
流很多血，所以他被送到医院去。
It was quite serious, so he was hospitalized.
第一天觉得说，哎，不错，真的，今天不要上班
First day, he thought this is quite good. He didn't need to work.
他躺在医院到第三天以后，他真的感觉到说，我如果现在好了，马上回去教书。
But after 3 days, lying in bed, he couldn't stand it anymore. He wanted to go back to work right away.
所以在他没有工作的时候，他忽然发现说，哎呀，工作很宝贵。
So when he couldn't work, he realized how precious work was.
所以一个正常的人应该是要有工作的。
So an normal, ordinary person should have a stable job.
除非说你年老退休了，或者说 身体有什么样的故障不能工作。
Unless you are physically incapable or of age, retired.
神创造天地的时候圣经说他创造白天也怕创造晚上。
When God created the world, he created the night and day.
请看创世纪的第一章。
Please refer to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章
Genesis chapter 1
第五节
verse 5
神称光为昼称夜为称暗为夜有晚上有早晨这是头一天第一天开始就创造白天跟晚上
On the first day God created night and day
这有两个意思
There are two meanings
第一个就是神的创造是从这个分别光跟暗开始的
First, God created the world from distinguish between the difference between light and dark.
这表示说，如果神在我们内心创造一个属灵的新世界从你开始慕道那一天开始，神就要教导你分别什么是光明，什么是黑暗。
This signifies that when we first start to seek the truth, God will start to teach you the difference between light and dark.
那懂得能够分别光明跟黑暗，这个人生活才能够圣洁。
So we can only be holy when we know how to distinguish between light and dark.
但是这一节圣经节有另外一个意思。
But there's another meaning.
因为后来他说这个亚当在伊甸园里面做什么？请大家找找看，在创世纪哪里写？
What did Adam do in the Garden of Eden? Please tell me where this is recorded in the Bible.
亚当在伊甸园里面all you can eat 到处都是水果。
Adam had all you can eat in the Garden of Eden. He had all the fruits.
你们有没有吃过榴莲
Have you ever had durian?
我这个当中大概有人榴莲味道都没有闻过
Perhaps some of you have not even smelled the fruit durian
榴莲是他们说水果中的王
Some say durian is the king of all fruits
那可能伊甸园里面有
Maybe they have it in the Garden of Eden
因为伊甸园什么都有
Because they have everything
桃子、李子、葡萄什么都有
Grapes, pears, oranges, apples
那如果换你来叫亚当，你要做什么
？So if you were Adam, what would you do?
今天去吃这个，等一下吃那个，是不是
？You want eat this today and that tomorrow.
到处去吃
Just eat everything.
好，那但是亚当在伊甸园里面做什么
？But what did Adam do in the Garden of Eden?
找找看，在哪里有写
？Where is it? Please find it in the Bible.
在哪里？18 and 19.And 20? Oh. 好还有没有他现在 answer 是 verse 18, 19 and 20亚当在伊甸园里每一天做什么
What was Adam doing every day in the Garden of Eden? Someone suggested chapter 2, 18 through 20
18 through 20是不是答案
Do you think this is the answer?
这个18到20是那个人独居不好
from 18 verse 20 it's about the man is not good for a man to be alone
没有遇到配偶那个表示说亚当在伊甸园天天觉得很孤单
since he does not have a helper so this signifies that he's lonely in the Garden of Eden
还有没有其他的答案
any other answer
15节
verse 15
神将那人安置在伊甸园使他修理看守
The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it.
所以亚当在伊甸园不是没事做，除了吃那些水果享受神的丰盛之外，就是修理看守。
Adam was not carefree in the Garden of Eden. He had to take care of the garden.
好，那神既然有造白天跟晚上
，Since God created night and day.
所以白天就修理看守，晚上就睡觉。
So during the day, Adam worked and take care of the garden, and at night he rested.
所以最正常的生活是日出而作，日入而息。
So the most normal life is to work during the day and to enter your house and rest at night.
但是现在我们做学生的有一点颠倒。
But as students, we often switch this.
日出而息，日入而作。
We rested during the day and we worked during the night.
所以有时候你打电话找一些青年，晚上一点钟、两点钟，有时候还没回来。
And sometimes when you try to find some of the youth, you call them at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and they still haven't come home yet.
有的还在图书馆里面读书，有的还在打电脑。
Some are still in the library or in front of the computer.
有时候你打电话八九点钟啊, 他如果没有课, 还在床上睡觉。
Other times when you call them 8 or 9 in the morning, when they don't have class, they're still sleeping.
最健康的生活方式是太阳出来就起床, 太阳下山就睡觉。
The most healthy lifestyle is to wake up when the sun rises and to sleep when the sun goes down.
你知道怎么样的人啊, 晚上可以睡得最好啊, 你知道吗?
Do you know what kind of person can sleep the best at night?
大家猜猜看, 什么样的人晚上可以睡得最好?
Can you take a guess?
除了吃安眠药之外, 还有什么方法?
Except for those who take sleeping pills.
有一个姐妹啊, 她说她晚上都很难睡觉。
A sister said she had couldn't sleep at night.
我就听一听她讲, 我发现有一个原因啊。
And I listened to her and I discovered one reason.
她白天没事做。
She didn't have anything to do during the day.
所以没事做，她中午就睡个午觉。
So when she doesn't have any work, she takes a nap.
东摸摸西摸摸一天过去了。
And she just wanders around and the day passes.
晚上睡觉的时候睡不着觉，她真的很用心要让她睡觉，越用心越睡不着。
But at night, when she wants to go to sleep, she tries really hard. The harder she tries, the harder she's able to sleep.
那以后她找一个工作来做。
And later she found a job.
做得很辛劳，往下就躺下去，很好睡。
She gets very tired from that job, so she sleeps very well at night.
所以如果你晚上要好睡，白天要做工。
So if you want to sleep well, you must work during the day.
因为神设计白天就是要做工的。Because
God designed the daytime for work.
那如果你白天要做工做得好，你就是晚上要好好睡觉。And
if you want to do good work during the day, you must sleep well at night.
所以晚上好睡觉，白天做工有精神。
And if you sleep well at night, you have the energy to do work during the day.
白天如果做工做得好，晚上好睡觉，这个都有互相的关系。
And vice versa, so these two are directly related.
所以神创造人在伊甸园，要他做工。
So God created man to work in the Garden of Eden.
因为做工有几个重要的意义。
There are several significances.
其中有一个很重要，就是让你感觉到你是一个有用的人。
First, it makes you feel that you are a useful person.
因此如果一个人退休以后,
So when a person retires,
没有赶快设法去安排他的生活, 很容易死的。
If they don't design their lifestyle properly, they may die quicker.
因为还没有退休以前啊, 你这个整个时间精力有地方去。
Because before you retire, you concentrate your efforts.
你会觉得自己很有用, 精神上很平衡, 很健康。
You feel that you're very useful and you're psychologically sound.
那现在退休以后没事情做。
And after you're tired, you have nothing to do.
那这心里就觉得说我好像没有用的感觉。
And you get the sense that you're useless.
因此这个心灵上就会失去平衡。
And so we might be psychologically unstable.
生活会失去目标。
We lose direction in life.
那精神一旦失去目标, 有时候连带了你肉体会容易衰老，容易生病。
So sometimes when we don't have a direction in life psychologically, this influences our physical health.
我们在美国有个信徒，他以前在台湾事业做得很大。
There's a brother in America who had a very big business in Taiwan.
他要做营造业 construction.
He was doing construction.
有一阵子他下面工人有一两百个人。
A period of time, he had over 100-200 men under him.
好像生龙活虎一样，很有力量。
He was like a lion and dragon with great power.
1982年, 他的弟弟在洛杉矶生了癌症。
In 1982, his brother had cancer.
他忽然醒过来了。He
woke up.
我这样再拼下去到死有什么用?
What's the use if I work so hard?
所以他没有回去他的故乡，打电话叫他秘书啊，公司结束了。He
didn't return home. Instead, he called his secretary to shut down the business.
大家都讲不通啊，有钱赚怎么不赚呢？
And others couldn't understand, when he could make money, why wouldn't he want to?
他退休了。
He retired.
退休以后，这个身体就发生问题。After
he retired, his health gave up.
因为他以前那个精力没有办法去，注意力没有办法分散。
Because he didn't know what to do with his energy and he could not concentrate his efforts.
以后生一场病了，差一点就离世了。
He was greatly ill, almost to the point of death.
但是神留他的生命。
But God had mercy.
那以后啊，他因为他做建筑了，自己要盖房子。
Because he was under in the construction business, so he built his own house.
那这个房子盖好起来了，他的病也好了。
And after this house was constructed, he became well.
因为在那个盖房子稍微一年多的时间呢，他的精神、他的力量有一个地方去。
Because during that period of construction, he concentrated his energy in one place.
每天从他家走到工地去监工。
Every day he went to the construction site to supervise.
心灵上、肉体上啊，都得到平衡，所以健康就好起来。
Physically and spiritually was balanced, so his health became well.
所以神设计人哦，一定要工作。
So God designed humans to work.
那这样这个人才会平衡。所以亚当即使在伊甸园里面，也要修理跟看守。
So that this man could be stable, and when Adam was created, he worked and he took care of the garden.
因此有很多人哈，他很有钱，他还是要做事业。
So we see that many wealthy people, they still work.
他已经不是为着钱在做。
They're no longer working for money.
他是为着这个工作上的这种自我实现的一种成就感在做。
Rather, they're working for self-satisfaction, self-fulfilled accomplishment.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
Please turn to the First Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章的十一节。
First Thessalonians 3:11.
第四章的十一节。
4:11, sorry.
所以要立志做安静人，办自己手的事，亲手做工，正如我从前吩咐你们的，十二节。
12.
叫你们可以向外邦人行事端正，自己就没有什么缺乏。这里保罗勉励有一部分帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。Here
Paul encourages the members in Thessalonica.
说要办自己的事，亲手做工。Here
it says to mind your own business and to work with your hands.
要立志做安静人。Lead
a quiet life.
这个可见说这些人不做工不安静，因为不做工的话，精神无处去，所以到处管闲事。
These people were probably, they probably have nothing to do and very nosy, and so they mind others' business.
所以是哥林多教会，帖撒罗尼迦教会带来很多困难。保罗说，你要立志做工，那你就会安静下来，容易安静下来。That's
why Paul told them to mind their own business so that they could be quiet.
那甚至保罗后来说，不做工不能吃饭。Paul
later even says that if you do not work, you cannot eat.
在哪里我们找到不做工不能吃饭？Where
is this recorded?
三章的十一节，后书。
Second, that's according to Second Thessalonians 3:11.
3:10。我们在你们那里的时候，曾经吩咐你们说，若有人不肯做工，就不可以吃饭。11节。因为我们听说，在你们中间有人不按规矩而行，什么工都不做，反倒专管闲事。12节。12。我们靠着耶稣基督吩咐劝诫这样的人，安静做工，吃自己的饭。 因为这个《使徒行传》第一章、第二章开始，这个使徒教会就是凡物共用。Because
in Acts chapter 1, you can see that the members share everything.
那这个凡物共用有一个好处，就是有钱人可以借着这个拿出来的钱帮忙这个贫穷。And
the benefit of this is that the wealthy can take out their money to help the poor.
但是这个马上发生一个困难。But
there was a difficulty.
有的人就不做工，反正有钱人拿钱来，爱心，那我就不要工作。
Some became idle and just eat off of others.
所以后来保罗就说，不做工不可以吃饭。So
Paul then said that if you do not work, you shall not eat.
我们在神学班也是这样，不做工不能吃饭。And
same thing here in the seminar, if you don't work, you cannot eat.
你如果没有帮忙清扫、打扫，把你的工作做好，不能吃饭。If
you do not help cleaning and do your duties, you cannot work.
所以除了学习之外，要做工才能吃饭。So
except for learn, other than learning, we must also work, and then we shall eat.
十二节说，这种人要安静做工，吃自己的饭，就是要自己来用自己工作的果效来维持自己的生活。In
verse 12 says to settle down and earn the bread they eat. That is, we should work ourselves and earn our own living.
可见说这个做工的另外一个很重要的原因，就是要借着工作使我们的生活有着落。And
so the other purpose of working is so that we could be settled.
我们记得，如果你有注意新闻，最近大家在这里没有注意，这克林顿总统打算要开始 sign 一个 law 就是要签变成法案，就是要削减社会福利。
Recently, in the news, we see that President Clinton, he is preparing to sign a bill to abolish Social Security.
因为 现在美国快要变成一个社会福利国家。
Because America is turning into a social country.
那这个社会福利本来是用意是好的。
And socialist country has good intentions.
但是被误用了。
But it was misused.
就是很多人到最后只领社会福利，但是不做工。
Because some people they only receive social security but did not work.
那他那个原来用意是要帮助那个没有办法做工的。
Original intent of this theory was to help those who do not work.
找不到工作的。
Those who are unemployed.
那现在啊，特别是有一些人种哦，在家里面专门生孩子。
But there's a certain group of people in the society who only stay home and breed children.
因为孩子生越多啊，那社会福利领越多。
Because the more children they bear, the more money, the more welfare they could receive from the government.
所以你如果生了八个孩子哦，那个社会福利合起来，你生活过得很好。
So if you have eight children, you add all their welfare together, you have a pretty good life.
因此变成美国社会的一个很大的担子。
So this then becomes a great burden to our society.
那我们发现在欧洲，在整个澳洲、纽西兰都一样，这个社会福利已经变变成有时候变成害了一个人。
And we see this phenomenon in Europe and Australia as well. Sometimes the society ruins a person.
因为人可以靠着社会的救济得到生活的这个保障啊，所以反而使人啊很懒惰，不做工。
Because people can rely on the society to live, so they don't work.
因此，这个做工有一个很重要的目的，就是让我们能够支持自己的生活。
So working has a main goal, that is to maintain our life.
那这样我们才不会成为社会的一个拖累。
So that we won't be
burden,
a burden to the society.
所以每一个人哈应该要做工。
And every one of us should work.
好，那提摩太，请看提摩太前书的第五章。
Please refer to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书的第五章。
1 Timothy 5.
13节
Verse 13
说他们又习惯懒惰，哀家闲游，不但是懒惰，又是说长道短，好管闲事，说了一些不当说的话。14节
14
所以我愿意年轻的寡妇嫁人，生养儿女，治理家务，不给敌人辱骂的把柄。这里在讲这个保罗那个时代有一些寡妇。
During Paul's time there were some widows
因为没有事情做，就是说长道短，好管闲事。
Because they were idle, so they're busybodies and gossipers.
因此保罗说你们赶快去结婚了。
So Paul told them to hurry up and marry.
你有家庭，有儿女，有事情做。
When you have children and family, you have something to do.
那这样教会才不会成为麻烦呢。
And so that there won't be problems in church.
所以这个有时候人成家也是需要的。
So sometimes it's necessary for us to establish a family.
根据统计那个寿命活比较久的都是有结婚的。
According to statistics, those who live longer are usually married.
因为这个结婚生活里面生活比较平衡。
Because in a family life is more stable.
一个人这个精神生活比较平衡以后他的寿命会活得更长。
When a person is psychologically stable, they live longer.
所以这里在讲这个寡妇应该要有事情可以做。
So we should here tells encourages that widows should find something to do.
但是对一个基督徒来说
But to a Christian,
这个工作是生活的一个手段，不是目的。
Work is only a tool; it's not our purpose.
我们活着不是为着工作。
We don't live to work.
那工作是为活着。
But we work to live.
那活着要做什么
？But what are we living for?
活着就是要服侍神。
Live to serve the Lord.
这是每一个基督徒应该要有一个一个很重要的自觉。
This is a basic understanding that all Christians should have.
我们现在来翻看圣经里面记载一对夫妻百基拉跟雅基拉的夫妻。
There's a couple recorded in the Bible, Aquila and Priscilla.
我们大家翻翻看他的工作跟他的服侍神有什么关系
？Let's look at the relationship between their work and their servitude toward God.
在哪里可以找到
？Where is it recorded?
百基拉跟雅基拉在圣经哪个地方可以找到
Where is it recorded about Priscilla and Aquila?
啊，《使徒行传》十八章哈。
Acts 18。
请看《使徒行传》十八章。
Please turn to Acts 18.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这个事情以后，保罗离了雅典，来到哥林多。第二节。
2.
遇见一个犹太人，名叫做雅居拉，他本来是。他生在本都，因为哥老丢命犹太人都离开罗马，新近带着妻子百基拉从意大利迎来，保罗就投奔了他们。这里说雅基拉是先生，他的太太是百基拉，是太太。
Aquila is the husband and Priscilla is the wife.
那第三节讲他们的职业。
3 describes their profession.
他们是织帐篷为业的。
They are tent makers.
但是我们发现了，他们的职业不是他们活着的目的。
But we see that they do not work to work is not their purpose.
那保罗跟他们一起织帐篷。
And Paul was a tent maker with them.
但是第四节说，每逢安息日他们就开始见证神的道理。
When verse 4 says that every Sabbath they preach the gospel.
所以百基拉这一对夫妻他们有工作织帐篷。
So this couple, they had a job that is tent making.
所以他的生活没有问题。
So they have no problem living.
那在他们工作的期间之外就是做圣工。
But except for their work, they work for the Lord.
我说我们教会需要有更多这种的信徒。
We need more of these kind of members in church.
就是代职侍奉了，就是说本身有自己的职业，但是也能够安排时间来教会参与教会圣工。
Those who are working, but also use their spare time to work for the Lord.
因此，我们的工作不应该占据我们所有的时间跟精力。
So our work should not take up all of our time and energy.
因为世界上的工作只是一个生活的手段。
Because the work of the world is only a method to survive.
如果把世界上的工作当作目的来活。
If we use working as a purpose in life.
那我们发现到最后的结论就是虚空了。
We'll find that the end result is meaning vanity.
那如果把世界工作当作一个生存的手段。
If we use working as a tool.
然后我们用更多的时间来服侍神，那我们在工作中有意义，我们在服侍神当中也很有意义。
And we use the rest of the time to work for the Lord, then we are both fulfilled in terms of working and working for the Lord.
我们先来看早一节圣经节哈，主看圣民之时极其宝贵哈，那个还有一节就是讲了做工的果效，他们习了世上的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他。行文记载在哪里？
There's a verse that says they rested from the world, but their works follows them. The fruit of their works follows them.
来找找看哈，在新约圣经。
It's in the New Testament.
在启示录，大家找找看。
It's in Revelation.
十四章的十三节。
14:13。
我听见从天上有声音说来，写下说：从今以后，在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说：是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他。
Then I heard a voice from heaven say, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on." Yes, says the Spirit.They will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them.
这里说习了世上的劳苦，就是做工的劳苦。
Here it says that they have rested from their labor.
好，那做工的果效也随着他们。
And their deeds will follow them.
这里讲这个做工的果效特别是指的服侍神。
The result of their works is particularly referring to working for God.
那果效随着他们，就指的说在天国有赏赐。
Their deeds following them means that they have reward in heaven.
所以如果我们在世界上有工作，这生活没有困难，多多来服侍神那个果效在天上。
So when we work in the world and that we could survive, then we spend the rest of the time working for the Lord, we are storing up reward in heaven.
这个美国公司很厉害你能力越强，他给你的钱越多。
The American companies, they are very cunning. They give the more skilled you are, the more money you get.
所以你上班几十年，差不多你整个人生都卖给他了。
So if you work there for decades, you essentially sold your life to them.
那他配给你很高的钱。
And in turn, they pay you a lot.
所以因为你得到很高的配，所以你生活水准一直改善。
Because you are high salaried, your living standard improves.
啊，但是有一天你一定会退休啊。
One day you will retire.
那个工作都过去了。
And those works will pass.
那我们一生卖给公司，从他得到很多的钱，在生命册上啊是没有记载的。
If you sell your life to the company, this is not recorded in the book of life.
因为那是为着我们自己。
Because you work for yourself.
那个不是为着神。
You're not working for God.
所以在服侍神的上面呢、啊，我们才能够真的得到祝福。
It's only when you serve the Lord will you be blessed.
啊，因此这个我们在世界上虽然有工作，我们要记得这不是活着的目的啊，这是我们生活的一个手段。
Although we have to work in the world, remember this is not our goal, not our purpose. We're only using this as a tool.
但是如果我们在工作的场合上啊，能够荣耀神啊，将来在天国也有赏赐。
But if we could glorify God in our workplace, we'll also receive reward later.
我们现在来找哈，保罗的书信里面，请你找一节圣经节哈，就是你在工作的场合能够荣耀神，然后啊也有天上的赏赐。
Please find a verse in the Gospels, in the letters written by Paul, that you, if you glorify God in your work, you will also receive reward in heaven. Someone suggested 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58.
这是指的为神做的工了哈。
But this work refers to work for the Lord.
常常竭力多做主工哈。
We should labor in the Lord.
那我现在是讲说世界上的工作哈。如果你能够在你的工作上荣耀神，将来天国也有赏赐。
But I'm talking about work in the world. If you work hard in the world, you also receive reward in heaven.
荣耀神啊！你在你的工作上能够荣耀神。
If you glorify God in your work,
在哪里？保罗书信里面我们找找看。
Where is it recorded?
啊？以弗所书六章五节到九节啊，八节哈。OK， 还有哈。
There's another verse. Someone suggested Ephesians chapter
六章以弗所书六章第八节，这是对的哈。
Someone suggested Ephesians chapter 6 verse 8. This is one of them, but there's another one.
好，我们现在看以弗所书第六章哈。
Please turn to Ephesians 6.
啊，第五节。
Verse 5.
你们做仆人的，用战，为怕战惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一样。第六节。
6.
不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，像要从基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。啊，第七节。
7.
甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不是服侍人。第八节。
8.
你们晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的自主，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。这个是这一节圣经很好。
This is a very good passage.
啊，狭义的定义哈、哦，圣工就是指的教会跟神有关的工作。
So holy work means a work that's related to God.
但是比较广义来讲哈、哦，每一个工作你在那个事情上荣耀神啊，你就可以得赏赐。
But broadly speaking, if you could glorify God in everything that you do, you will receive a reward.
那这个第五节开始很显然是指的世上的工作。
And from 5 on, it's clear that this refers to work in the world.
因为他说你们要听从你们肉身的主人。
Because it says you must obey your earthly masters.
啊，这个就是指的你公司的老板。
This refers to your boss.
那如果我们在公司上班哦，像是要讨，要遵行神的旨意，要讨神喜欢，好像在服侍神一样。
So if you work for your boss as if you are working for the Lord and wanting to please him,
那将来这个就是善事，将来在天国也会赏赐。
Then this is good works and you will be rewarded.
那第六节说不是在眼前侍奉，什么叫做眼前侍奉？
Verse 6 it says that we're not only to win the favor in their eyes.
啊，也就是说主人在的时候你很认真做工，现在主人啊一离开了就开始抽烟，不是抽烟了，就开始泡茶休息了。
That is to say, when your boss, when your boss is not around, you're not dozing off.
也就是说，不论主人有没有在哈，我们好像神在看我们这样很认真在做。
So whether your boss is around or not, you are working as if the Lord is watching you.
那我们做的原因呢, 就是为着我们能够对得起神。
And for we work so that we may be find favor in God.
因为圣经里面教导我们要认真做工。
Because the Bible teaches to work hard.
用这种好像服侍神不是服侍人的态度, 天国也会有赏赐。
So we should serve wholeheartedly as if we're serving the Lord, then we'll be rewarded.
所以我们教会里面的信徒在一般的公司里面都得到重用。
So most of our members are greatly promoted in the company.
有的那个公司里面最重要的那个财产啊、支票啊、这个印啊，全部都交给我们教会的信徒管。
Some of the most important documents of the company are sometimes given to our members.
为什么我们教会信徒在公司里面一般能够得到信任？
Why is it that our members could be trusted?
因为他们在做工的时候有敬畏神的心。
Because when they work, they have the heart of servitude.
真的心用很实在的心啊，在做事，在上班。
They sincerely do their work.
所以啊，这个公司老板有时候我们发现哦，一个公司里面好多我们教会的信徒。
So sometimes we might see that there are many members of our church in a certain company.
那老板看到我们教会信徒这么好用，说你们教会还有没有人呢？再介绍一个来。
Because sometimes when our members are pleasing to the boss, they ask if we have other members.
因为这些人敬畏神，老板不在，他也很认真做。
Because these people they fear God, so when the boss is not around, they do as well, just as well.
真的有好几个例子，这个没有信主的这些老板哦，很喜欢请我们教会信徒上班。
There are many examples. Many of the unbelieving employers want to hire our church members as employees.
那这一些教会的信徒啊，不但在世上从老板得到报酬，将来在天国也会有神的赏赐。
Not only will these members receive reward from their employers, they will also receive reward from God.
所以虽然是世俗的工作哈，你认真做，天国也会有赏赐。
Although this is only a secular work, if you work diligently, you'll also receive reward in heaven.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter
3. 22节。
Verse 22.
哥罗西书3章22节。
Colossians 3:22.
说你们做仆人要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要在眼前侍奉，好像讨人喜欢，总要存诚实的心敬畏主。无论什么事都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。 24节。
24.
因为知道从主那里必得基业为赏赐。 你们所侍奉的乃是主耶稣基督。这里讲要从心里向神做，不是给人做的。Here
it says that we must work at it with all your heart, not for men.
所以世俗的工作也会带来神的祝福。And
so that secular work will also bring God's reward.
但是25节就倒过来啊。But
verse 25, the reasoning is switched.
那行不义的要受不义的报应，主是不偏待人。什么叫不义？ 你跟公司领钱了，那老板不在乱搞，是不义。
The wrong here means that when you don't work diligently for your employer.
那这个主是不偏待人，这个不义的也要受报应。
And so that the wrong will be punished.
所以一个世界上最聪明的老板一定都是要请真耶稣教会的信徒。
So the most intelligent employer should always hire our church members.
而且要请那个敬畏神的，不是每一个。
And it's not every member of our church, rather are those who fear the Lord.
那圣经里面讲，说我们做工当中会遇到一些困难。
The Bible tells us that in our work we'll meet difficulties.
伊甸园里面，亚当修理看守大概没有那个荆棘。
In the Garden of Eden, when Adam was working in the garden, he probably did not encounter any thorns.
这个荆棘大概受咒诅以后才生出来。
Thorns were probably created after they sinned. Because the serpent would only crawl on the ground only after they sinned.
好，我们现在看创世纪的第二章。
Please refer to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis 2.
17节。 17. 十八节
18.
地必给你长出根荆棘荆棘来，你要吃田间的菜蔬。十九节
19.
你必汗流满面抬得虎口，一直到你归的土，因为你是从土尘土而来。这里谈到说他要亚当要汗流满面抬得虎口。
Here says that Adam must labor to find food.
终身劳苦才能够从地得到吃产。
And he must labor for all the day of his life.
这个是受咒诅以后啊。
This is after the curse.
所以没有劳力，没有办法，没有东西吃啊。
So without laboring, he will not have food.
但是在耶稣里面。
But in Christ.
因为我们罪被赦免了。
Because our sins are forgiven.
所以亚当在伊甸的那个福气又会重新得到。
So the blessing in the Garden of Eden is being revived.
因此我们生活的需要神会供给啊。
And God will provide for our daily life.
所以虽然有时候生这个工作好像不太稳定啊，一个工作没有了，你可以再找到另外一个。
Although sometimes our job may seem unstable, the Lord will find us another.
那十八节说，地要长出荆棘跟蒺藜来，就是在你工作的这个场合里面呢，会遇到很多的困难。
18 it says that the ground will produce thorns and thistles. That means you will face difficulties in your work.
所以人工作越多，越有这个感受。
So the more you work, the more you will experience this.
但是这也是对基督徒的一个操练。
And this is also a training for Christians.
就在工作遇到的困难当中啊，是我们能够更明白自己的灵修。
In our difficulties in our workplace, we could improve our spirituality.
所以这个灵修啊，不一定说指坐在会堂里面啊读经祷告就是灵修。
So spiritual cultivation does not only refer to attending church, reading the Bible, and attending services.
你在工作场所当中
，at your workplace，
你遇到了困难
，the difficulties you face，
你遇到同僚的这对你的无理的对待你
，you face unfair injustice from your colleagues。
那个时候你的反应怎样
？How do you react？
那个就是一种灵修。
That's the type of spiritual cultivation。
好，那传道书第五章哈，我们来看传道书第五章。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 5。
传道书第五章
Ecclesiastes 5
十九节
Verse 19
说神赐人子财丰富，使他能以吃用能取自己的份，在他的劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神赐给他的恩赐。人能够在劳碌中喜乐这是神给他的恩赐。
When a man is able to enjoy in his work, this is a gift from God.
所以我们在这个工作，神赐给我们工作中，要用喜乐的心感恩的心来做我们的工作。
So with a job given by God, we should take it with the heart of thanksgiving.
有一个真实的故事。
It's a true story.
那有一个小孩子
There was a young child.
家境很不好。
He was from a poor family.
那以后变成很大公司的老板。
Later, he was a very successful owner of a company.
因为他家境不好，所以就到高尔夫球去跟人捡高，人打了以后就帮人捡球。
Because of the poverty in his family, when he was young, he was a ball boy at the golf course.
那好多人都一直都每一次到球场就是要找他捡球。
And many of the golfers wanted him to be the ball boy.
为什么
？Why？
因为那个高尔夫球场里面有很多的小孩子帮人捡球。
Because there are many children who are ball boys.
他对最不一样。
He was a unique child.
因为有的小孩子，你叫他捡，你打得太远了，他满脸臭臭，你打这么远了，跑得要命。
Because when some of the child might give you a dirty look if you hit the ball too far.
那这个小孩子你不论打多远他捡个球回来都笑笑的。
But this child, no matter how far you hit the ball to.When he brings it back, he'll bring it back with a smile.
所以好多人喜欢叫他捡球，因为他每一次你不管打到多远，他拿回来都笑笑的。
So many people like to ask him to be the ball boy because he has a great smile.
所以你打得远不会有罪恶感，我在惩罚他。
So when you miss the hole to very far, you don't feel too guilty.
那其他的小孩子，你打得远你就有罪恶感，他回来满脸不高兴。
And other children, when you hit it too far, they come back with a frown face, so you feel makes you feel guilty.
那有一天有一个很大公司的老板也去打球。
And one day, a president of a company also went to golf there.
发现这个青年不一样。
He saw that this youth was different.
那以后就把他提拔，就到他公司里面上班了，不必再捡球了。
He hired him and he promoted him.
以后发现这个青年很认真，一直把他提拔到最后很高的职位。
He discovered that this youth was loyal and faithful, and so he promoted to the highest position.
这是真实的故事。
This is a true story.
因为这个青少年用喜乐的心在做工。
Because this youth worked with a heart of joy.
反正你要苦脸也要做，你笑脸也要做，为什么不用喜乐的心情去做？
Whether you frown, you have to work, so why not do it joyfully?
所以我们对神所安排给我们的工作，我们要用感恩的心、喜乐的心来做工，这样不但可以造就人，而且工作也比较好过。
So with the work given by God, we also should accept it with joy. This way we edify, we do well, and we also do it joyfully.
所以结论呢、啊、
Conclusion.
就是工作是需要的。
It is necessary to work.
工作是恩典。
Work is a blessing.
一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.